Unscripted.
What?
Unshackled. Uncouth.
Miguel, Holly, and Scotty are bringing you a new uncensored podcast daily to make sense of your quickly changing world.
It's Miguel and Holly Uncensored. Corncast Edition from Hot 101.5.
Made hot by Corona Beer.
Hello. It is us. It is a Friday for us. I don't know. You may be listening to this like next Tuesday.
Yeah, probably.
You know what? That's cool, though, because then if you are listening on a Tuesday, you got those Friday vibes.
Yes, honey, and I am ready for it. All right, we got a lot of stuff to get to on the Corncast today. Before we have a special guest on the phone that I've been coordinating with all morning, I wanted to play an open mic phone call that we got from one of you in the Miguel and Holly fam, Platypus. How do you get an open mic, Holly?
You download the Hot 101.5 app, or if you already have it, you just open that B up, and then on the bottom it says open mic. And then that allows you to give us a voice recording of 15 seconds, and boom, gets right to us.
Like this one right here. Wait, damn it. I did everything to make sure. Here we go.
Well, I mean, you could edit. It's a podcast.
Girl, I ain't going to.
Platypus, this is Wendy from Idaho. Just calling in to say that I love listening to Holly, Miguel, and Sky the Body on your Corona podcast. And thanks for keeping it real these past crazy days. And you're really helping me through a difficult time right now.
Thank you.
Wow, so nice. Did she say Iowa or Idaho?
Idaho.
Right? Idaho, yeah.
Wow.
Dang, thank you.
Shouts out, Idaho.
Yeah, so thank you so much for listening. And you can always leave us an open mic.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, make sure to rate and subscribe to us. So
please
thank you
do.
Very much. All right, let's get the special guest on the phone.
Oh, wasn't the special guest?
No, that was not.
Oh, now.
Special guest on the phone.
Is it John Senning?
No, it's not.
Oh.
Any other guesses?
Is it your mom?
Nope.
Again?
Is it
Scott's mom?
Nope. No one's related.
Better be at work.
No one's related to this person.
Is it Tom Brady?
No.
Imagine.
Girl, that'd make a lot bigger deal. This person holds a lot of power in their life.
Hello?
Hello? Is this who I think it is?
Hold on. I got to get my earbuds on. Are we on? Are we on?
Yes, we are. Hold on. Holly and Scott don't know who's on the phone, so I want to play a game of 24 questions to see if they can guess.
I hate this. I mean, no offense, but I feel embarrassed already.
Don't be embarrassed.
If you can come up with 24 questions to ask about me, I would be impressed, so I want to see that.
I recognize that voice, but mm-hmm. I just can't. I don't even...
Why is it 24 questions? Isn't it
21?
21? I don't know. I don't know. Holly, why are you asking me?
You get extra questions. That's a good thing.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
All right, any of y'all got a question to ask who this person is?
I thought you had the questions.
No, I had the questions. All right, where do you live? Like, city?
I'm so confused about how this game works. I live in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Have you known Miguel for a long time?
I would say so. Yeah, pretty long time.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, it's right there. I've heard this voice before.
Pretty long time.
Do you have any pets? I don't know how this helps, but I just want to know.
I don't have pets, but I have a step pet.
A step pet.
That's not going to help you all. I can tell you all that won't help. Holly, do you have any questions? You look so confused, Holly.
No, I'm purposely trying to evade the questions just to let this go on longer.
Do you work in radio?
Yes.
Yeah.
There we go. Someone who works in radio, lives in Atlanta, someone who's known me for a while.
Oh, there it is. I thought I knew that. Wait, never mind.
Does the first person that gets it just shout it out and they win the game?
Tim? No.
Tim who?
Well, Tim Clark?
I don't want to start throwing out names if it wasn't, but it has to be. It
it's
definitely
Tim
sounds
Clark.
Like it.
It's Tim Clark!
It's Tim Clark!
There we go.
Oh, man.
Was that four questions? Nice.
Tim Clark.
Now step pet
no
makes
one has
sense.
Been this excited to see me since 1988.
So, Tim Clark, you are one of the people that is quote-unquote corporate. So, whenever you hear us say...
He is corporate. It's not quote-unquote.
No. quote-unquote.
It's literal.
Well, legit. I mean, yes. But, I mean, there are a lot of people at corporate.
Yeah.
And so, whenever we throw that term out there...
He's a big name, though, in the corporate world.
It could be Tim Clark. It could be our CEO, Kim Guthrie.
Yeah.
It could be Bill Hoffman over the radio division.
What are those people? They're, like, serious. Tim Clark is not above coming on the podcast.
Right. I like to think of myself as one of you guys, you know.
Yes.
Screw corporate. I'm not corporate.
Oh, bitch, please. You drive around in the Cox Media Group jet, don't you?
You have a jet?
No. There's no jet. We don't have jets.
Yeah, it's just a private.
But it is first class.
Listen, I haven't seen the inside of anything that resembles an airplane in like 3 months.
That's a long time for you.
I would get on Spirit Airlines right now if I could and go somewhere.
That's my airline.
I'm all caged up here, getting stir crazy.
Wow.
Eating everything, drinking everything.
Yeah.
And that's how we
but
do.
But see, I feel like, because we've been to Tim Clark's pad before, and you have like the top shelf charcuterie spread. So if that's what you're snacking on, I'm jealous.
No, it's not quite like that anymore. I mean, entertaining is different than quarantine. But
that's
I will
true.
Tell you, because I've always traveled so much and I'm always like on the go and eating out and like doing stuff when life is actually happening. In quarantine, I actually grocery shopped like an adult, I think, for the very first time in my entire life, and actually had to like meal plan and buy things that, you know, not just buy ingredients for one recipe that I'm trying to make that night, but like buy groceries for the entire week, like real adults do it.
Yes.
And it's oddly satisfying, but stressful all at the same time.
Like, yeah.
I cannot make a grocery list. It's the most stressful thing ever.
I think
like, you expect me to think about what I want to maybe what I want to eat on Friday, on Sunday night?
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens if the Publix delivery man can't find that? And then you get the whole substitution thing,
exactly.
And it's happening. They're shopping while I'm like on a conference call. And then I got to decide, like, do I want that basil? Because they didn't have the basil that I want. I didn't even know what the kind of basil I wanted it was to begin with, but they don't have it. So now he's offering me up all these other basil options. You can see I get, you know, the quarantine's really working well.
I need you to take a deep breath.
It'll be okay. That basil's going to be all right.
Deep breath.
You just got so worked up over that. Wow.
You guys are bringing some energy out here. I haven't been this stressed in weeks.
Good Lord.
Sorry. Listen, you know what? At the end of the day, we're all just getting through it. And if you get Thai basil instead of Italian basil, I mean, there's worse things that could happen.
That was the difference. All right, now you're helping. All right.
Okay. I grow it in my backyard because I'm, you know, a hippie farmer, so it's fine.
So if you need
some
herbs.
How are you guys doing? How's everything in Tampa Bay? It's so fascinating. One of the, crazy things to kind of keep up with is, how each state and everyone in each city is doing. And, like, just, it's so different from place to place.
Yeah, because if you are new to the Miguel and Holly fam, our company, Cox Media Group, we own radio stations all over. We got basically every big city in Florida, in Atlanta, Long Island, out west. And so, Tim, part of your job is going around from city to city to check in on the morning shows and all our different radio stations and to make sure things are running properly. So you sort of get a pulse of like what's happening all around the country. And what have you heard in different places like Austin or Long Island?
Well, the whole COVID-19 thing has been just so crazy from the start because it's been so different in every state. You know, New York's been kind of like the epicenter of the whole thing. And we even, we have TV stations in Seattle. And so when Seattle was at the very onset of the whole thing, when Seattle was kind of growing faster than everybody else in terms of their cases and everything, that was crazy to keep up with. But now it's kind of all about the reentry, and watching all the different state leaders, the governors, and all of the, there's such a spectrum in how people are approaching it. Obviously, we're here in Georgia, the lab rat of the country right now.
Yes,
you reopening.
You got to get those nails done, though.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I'm going out and getting me a tattoo this weekend because I can do that now.
Might as well.
Oh man,
y'all wilding out in my home state.
Yeah.
Good Lord. So
yeah, gonna go bowling. Gonna go bowling this weekend.
Yeah,
fingers into a dirty bowling ball.
That sounds
like a great idea.
Sounds terrible.
I wonder how many things are going to change after this. I mean, like, think about it. You would never think twice before everything happened about going bowling, putting on shoes that someone else wore, sticking your fingers in the bowling ball that someone else did. And now that we're so conscious about everything that we touch, how many business models are going to be turned upside down because people are going to be like, I don't want to use that. Are you going to buy your own bowling ball now? Or how is that going
to
work?
I mean, well, and that, and I'm starting to get like mini panic attacks when I'm watching TV shows that happened or commercials that happened before the pandemic.
Ugh.
And there's like 25 people in a boardroom and I'm like, whoa! What? Y'all crazy. What are you doing? No,
why is everybody shoulder to shoulder?
I know. It seems like so weird to see people that close together.
I never realized, like, I've never been a germaphobe, but at the same time, I don't think I had dirty habits or anything, but I'm probably like most normal people who just haven't thought a whole lot about all these things that we've done or not done. Relative to, you know, how clean or how sanitary thing, you know, you are and whatever, just in your daily habits. But now there's such an awareness of like all these things that you do that you just won't do anymore. I think what will change is people will actually just be cleaner and more, you know, hygiene will get better just because you realize all this stuff that you just may not have had a whole lot of awareness about that we were doing wrong, I guess, to begin with. But it does make you think, even just being, you know, when you go out to the grocery store, I'll go out to the grocery store maybe once a week just to get the groceries or whatever. And you realize how, like, when people are standing close to you or not standing close to you. And I never would have thought about that in the past, you know, because I just didn't think there was any reason to be concerned. But I think it'll be good because people will definitely be safer. It'll cause people to be safer and more aware of their surroundings for sure, you know.
Do you miss being on the radio?
Why do you think I texted you this morning and demanded that you put me on?
Well, I was just thinking it's a shame that the world does not get to hear more of Tim Clark because, and I'm not kissing up to you because we're in a contract year later on.
I was going to say, what are you doing?
Listen, honey, listen, we know how to play that game.
I don't handle those things anymore. You have to talk to Keith Wallace, I think. Yeah,
we'll pass the word along. But no.
No, you know what's funny? That I'll have a serious answer to that question. I have this weird thing, and maybe you guys get this, when there's something going on, whether it's, you know, like a hurricane, for instance. But the same thing with this COVID situation, like, I especially miss being on the air and being able to get to do what you guys do right now in this moment, because I think it's so important and you can have such an impact. But that's why we all do what we do, because of the impact that we can have, you know, the impact that you guys have on the Miguel and Holly family. Like, I wish I could be doing what you're doing right now. I know that in a way, you know, I'm helping you guys or helping people and having an indirect impact, but God, for the past couple of months, all I have wished for truly at times is that I could just be in a studio in front of a microphone and being able to talk to people and be there. And, you know, whether it be provide the information that they need or just be a fun, you know, companionship type of, you know, voice, play that role in people's lives. Like, that's why I got into radio and love what we do. And at a time like this, you just want to do that. You know, you don't want to be stuck behind a freaking Zoom call all day. You want to be doing the work that you guys are doing, because ultimately our business, our company is built on what you guys do every day. I especially miss it right now and wish I could do it, but they've turned my badge off and they will not let me into any building in this company. So I'm just stuck here, But I do want to say also, I really appreciate you guys, because it's hard. I can't even imagine. I'm just sitting here thinking that it's hard, but you guys have to still go into the studios every day. And, you know, we're in a world right now where everyone's social distancing and talking about the importance of protecting yourselves and protecting others. And it's you guys are essential workers. And so to go into that building every day, you know, and have to be extra concerned about your own safety and protecting each other and doing that, but also, you know, it's lonely. I mean, there's no one in that building other than you guys. So it's especially hard. And I can't even imagine, you know, what you guys go through every day to do that and show up and do your job to help people. So I appreciate it. And
absolutely,
I think that's huge.
Well, we love what we do too. And everything that you just said about how, you know, you miss being on the air. When this whole thing started, it was like a renewed sense of, Here it is. Here's the feeling that I like.
Mm-hmm.
Not just like, love and passionate about doing radio in times like this. I mean, this is why I had the calling, I think, to do this. When it's times like these and you can literally be the voice, because we've trained for this, you know, we know how to both inform and, you know, straddle that line of informing and entertaining and being a companion. It's not like any other media business. It's very different because it's a close personal connection. And so when we get to, we get to have a pandemic, but like when we get to showcase those skills that we've honed and worked on, it's a really satisfying feeling that we're able to help. So yeah. I'm glad to come in. I mean, whether there's people in the building or not, it is a little creepy.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
we're very glad to be here and doing this.
It's true. I was talking to a friend of mine who is a CrossFit coach who's also a firefighter. Mm. And we were talking about how, obviously, what they do, first responders, is nothing compared to, like, running into the fire. Like, when there's a fire, they're running into the building. We're not doing that. We're over here.
Our lives really aren't at stake.
No, like, not at all.
Yeah.
But when there is something going on, that's when we sort of, like, our light switch is turned on, and it's like, all right, it's go time. We have to be there. We have to help. That's, like, when Pulse happened. When I remember waking up that Sunday morning, my first thought was, oh my God, are all my friends okay? My second thought was, we need to get to the radio station to help our community.
Yeah.
And that's sort of like our first reaction. And so we're so happy to be able to do this. Well, I know you got to go. We're not on the actual air right now, but you're up against the clock. You have a meeting that you have to be to make some very important decisions about some very important things, right?
Just another freaking Zoom conference call or whatever, you know. Today's a big day, you guys. I'll have you know that that I showered today.
Oh!
That's a win, baby.
That's right.
You're the VP of showering.
I put on a nicer sweatshirt today for my Zoom calls. So
look at you.
It's a big Friday over here. I'm doing video. Some days I get on these video calls and I turn off the video and I go, sorry guys, it's an audio day. It's for your own good.
Yeah.
But hey, listen. Thank you for having me on. This was really fun and a really nice break in my day to be able to talk to you guys and just know that what you're doing is so important and it's having an impact. I mean, we even see it in the data. You know, we're doing all this research to understand what our audience wants and you know, how they're depending on us right now. And I think the number is like over 30% of the people that we surveyed say they're listening to the radio even more now since the COVID-19 outbreak because, you know, it's such a great, you know, escape, and it's such a great place you can come for that companionship and that empathy that you guys are especially so great at giving the audience and being there for them. But we're also, you know, keeping everybody informed and telling them what they need to know locally about what, you know, how it affects them. And like we said earlier, how it affects people in Tampa Bay is different than how it affects people in Houston. And you know, the national news network, CNN and CNBC and all those guys, they're not doing it and serving the local audiences. You guys are doing it. So it's super important. And I'm really happy that we can play that role for our communities. And there's going to be a lot of work to do.
Absolutely.
You know, once we reopen these cities and businesses can get going again, there's going to be a lot of work for us to, you know, to help these people, like you guys said earlier. So keep up the great work. And it was really fun to be able to talk to you guys today.
Well, thank you very much. And I have to say this before we let you go, because I know our Miguel and Holly fam would be mad at me if I didn't. We're on the train of make Scotty full time.
There's that train.
Yeah. So whatever pool you have up there at corporate, I'm just putting the word out. That's all.
I like that.
Did you guys? I'm going through a tunnel. Are you guys there?
Oh, dang it! The service.
Tim Clark, what is your Instagram?
Oh wow!
Hello. Oh, I'm back. You want to promote my Instagram?
Yeah.
You guys got your crystal clear here. It is at Tim Clark with an E. TimClarke.
Tim Clark, everybody. From corporate. Thank you so much, sir. Have a great day.
Love you guys.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Tim Clark. He was on with us a few years ago on our podcast when he was here visiting Tampa Bay in our building. And he was going through a breakup or something.
Oh.
And it was a really fascinating conversation because guys usually, okay, hold on. Let me say this first. Painting with a very broad stroke.
Yes.
You have to say this because somebody's going to be like, well, excuse me, I'm a man and I have emotions too.
I got it.
If I'm painting with a general broad stroke, generalizing, usually straight men aren't great at expressing their feelings.
Correct.
And communicating how they feel. But usually we found through the years that guys that are in the media or in radio are good at communicating what they feel. And it was like maybe 2 or 3 years ago, but he went really in depth about how he felt and the emotions that he was going through. And I remember looking at him differently after that and thinking, wow, you're really emotionally mature for that. Because, by the way, he's really young.
Yes, he is.
We should let you know that because obviously you can't see him.
Is he even 30 yet?
No, he said 88. That's what he said.
If he's 88, he's Benjamin Button.
1988.
Yeah.
He said nobody's been that excited since 1988.
Oh,
since he was born. That's right. How old is that? Oh,
that's
here we go.
30.
Come on
now.
30.
32. No, 31. 32. My brother was
Depends
born in 89, and he just turned 30.
Okay.
So he's around 30. 31.
Well, it was 88. We just passed 2018. It's 2020 now.
So 32?
Well, yeah, he's about to. Either he's 32 now, if his birthday was between now and January or he's about to be 32.
Shit.
After we just talked about, we're so happy to help the community in times of need. And don't come for us if you need his math.
No.
Because it's not going
to
happen.
That's why I told my daughter, you better ask somebody else about it. I'll help you with English all day. But no. Anyway, so yeah, he's young. And I was going to sit to add to your, you know, straight men with the community. Mm-hmm. I think what it really takes is for them, the herd of straight men that I'm speaking of, you have to ask.
Yeah.
Not many people ask straight men how they're really doing. And if they do, it's just a passing like, oh, hi, you today.
Exactly. You can't just shrug it off. Like, that's what I like about here. It's like, I think it's funny. Like, Miguel will do this, too. He's like, how are you? How are you? And he'll tell you like 3 times, and I'm like, ah!
Yeah.
And I explode with
because straight men aren't typically used to going there. So it's almost like you have to lead them, but you got to be persistent. And it does help because radio guys, and I think maybe media guys in general, we're told to, like, that's how you win in this business.
And that's how you tell a story.
Correct. So we're a little bit better at that. But even some men in the industry are so used to just, especially the old school radio dudes that are not used to being vulnerable. They're just used to, ha ha, gotcha. Like a lot of sports guys or like our sister station, The Bone, they weren't very used to it. So it just takes someone, A, sitting down and actually asking you with the time to do it.
Yeah, you got to show you care.
And feeling safe. Like, that information is not going to be somehow used against you later in, like, a game of win. Yeah. So those two things, feeling safe and actually asking, it creates the perfect atmosphere for a straight man to let the guard down a little bit. Otherwise, they won't do it.
Scott, do you feel like this is the most that you've ever talked about your emotions being around Holly and myself?
I mean, yeah, I think over the years I've just gotten better at doing it because there's just been more and more situations where I've been, I guess even like that word, like safer to talk about it. And it started when I went into college and I found a group of people that were all very like supportive and just understanding and nobody was really closed off. I had a great community of friends that were just, you could just talk openly, and then I got a little more used to it. I think that was the first time. All my friends have been pretty good about it, especially in high school when I was dealing with a lot of crap about a toxic relationship. But then it's just slowly gotten better and better until I remember, like, probably right in college, it was, like, pretty used to talking about it. And then I think it was a transition when I came on the show, which that was a whole new level of being able to talk about it. Because not only is it, like, hey, let's talk about it, but one, we were all getting, like, I was getting to know y'all were getting to know me. And then it's over a microphone where at this point, like, once you say it, like, people hear it.
Yeah.
And I had to think about it plenty of nights and days of, like, all right, I want to express this. But you also want to express it in a way that's, like, the best you can. One, so things don't come back to bite you. Mm. I feel like I don't want to say things out of, like, not thinking clearly through them, especially with, like, my relationship.
Right.
Because, like, I don't want to say something and then put my foot in my mouth and be like, that's not what I meant. I was just upset or something. But now I feel like I talk pretty openly about what I feel. I still catch myself sometimes where I'm like, I just don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, and that's, I think that's okay because there's moments where I just don't think it would be helpful. Like, I do have that judgment.
Maybe you're not ready yet because that's happened to me before where I'm like, I'm going to need to talk about this. Not yet.
Right.
I'm not ready yet. I haven't even formulated my thoughts on it.
Yeah, I remember when we had you write a letter to your girlfriend when she was going to college or to dentistry school. And I had actually a lot of you in the Miguel and Holly fam. They were like, why would you make him do that?
Yeah.
Why would you? And I told, and we didn't talk about this on the air. I don't even know if we talked about it on the podcast. But I told Holly that when I first met you, Scott, I knew that you're like an onion and that you're not like on the surface. You look like a dude bro.
Yes.
And then when you talk to you, there's a little bit more. And I was like, there is a lot more there that we need to peel away because in order to connect with you and the Miguel and Holly fam, you got to be vulnerable. You have to be able to go there and to talk about the painful stuff that most people don't talk about with other people, let alone on a public platform with 2.5 million people listening.
Yikes.
But that's what we have to do. And so while everybody was like, oh my God, poor Scott, the whole time I was like, I'm so proud of you for going there and not pussing out and writing just like a, because that was one of those like test assignments where it was like, I want you to write a letter and I want you to like really put your heart and soul and mind into it and not just be like, I'm gonna miss you. It's gonna be sad. Love you. Bye. And I would have been like, mm-mm. You failed, but you went there, and that's what it takes, is being living in those painful parts of your soul.
It's hard, though. It takes a long time. I mean, I feel like I just finally got it, like maybe, I don't know, maybe like 10 years into morning radio. I was like, I got it now. Don't worry. I got it.
It takes a minute.
It does.
I do want to say before we wrap up that part of the podcast with Tim Clark is, and I know by this point he probably would stop listening, but I will say that I'll never say this to his face because, I mean, you can't suck up too much to corporate because then you look like a kiss ass.
Well, yeah, nobody wants to be a kiss ass.
No, no, no. But I've always, as a radio nerd, I've always followed his career because in the radio industry, he's like a whiz kid.
Yeah.
Because he actually launched Hot 101.5. He was like,
as the program director, which is the boss of a radio station.
Yeah. And he was like 24.
That's
he was
insane.
Like your age, Scott. Like he was here in this this studio pressing the go button in 2011 at fucking 24.
What?
It's insane. And now he's worked his way up because of his smartness.
he has good vision.
Yeah, he does. And he's good with that, the big picture stuff. And so now he's at corporate. And so I've just always been thankful to work with him, not knowing how that was going to be. Because I remember from the outside, I was always like, this bitch.
Yeah, I know. You hate on everybody that's more successful than you.
I do. If you, girl, everybody, if I know that you make more money, if you got a bigger house, a better car, I'm going to be happy for you, but I'm going to be a little bit bitter. There's always going to be a little bit bitterness. But I've worked through that, thankfully. Right. Yeah. Like, it still flares up sometimes.
But you're aware of it.
I am.
I think it was just complete unawareness, just projecting itself violently onto everyone when you were in your 20s. Because I remember those days. And I would be over here like, well, you know, and Miguel would be on his must be nice train. And I'd be like, well, but I'm sure they had to. No!
No!
Okay.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Hold on. There was a couple of things I wanted to get to. Pull up your results from the quiz that I gave you all.
Got it.
And while you're doing, I got a message from Tim. Make sure I can read this on the air.
Oh.
Oh, he's, Tim Clark just responded and said, hitting me with the hard hitting questions, Miguel.
Yeah, when you asked him about how the company was like pivoting to handle COVID, I was like, oh shit. Yeah. And then don't think that he didn't switch into corporate Tim for just a minute. He's like, well, really glad with the leaps and circling back. I was like, that he was not prepared for that question.
I know. Listen, I need to know because I know our company owns TV stations. If they need a new talent to host some syndicated show that can be filmed here in Tampa Bay, I would be game to do it. Listen.
That question had nothing to do with you being on TV.
Yeah, no, that had nothing with TV.
No, I could ask the hard-hitting questions.
Oh, man. Oh, what are you going to be like? It's like, if you're going to be on TV, it's going to be for, like, Entertainment Tonight. It's not going to be asking the hard-hitting questions.
Well, listen, I need to ask the celebrities the hard-hitting questions, too. I got to be ready.
Oh, man.
Oh, damn it. I'm trying to find.
It should be in your email.
Here we go.
I pulled mine up like that. Mm-hmm. Bam.
No, not that. I'm looking for something else. That I wanted to. Okay, I'll just look at that. there was a message that we got about a conversation from the podcast yesterday that I wanted to respond to. Okay. But I'll look for that here in a second. But I bought this new planner that I've been so excited about. It takes me forever to make a decision to spend anything over anything because as I got older, I like to just save and hold on just in case for something crazy happens. And so when I found that there was this planner journal that has this whole like system to it, I was like, oh, this is exciting. I'm not paying $40 for that.
Oh.
No. But then when I literally, it took me 3 months to like do all the research, to read all, I've read every review. Every review that I could find about this.
That's too much for me.
That's a lot.
I just wanted to know this is an investment. I wanted to make sure. And
but that's a lot for a $40 investment.
Yeah, I mean.
Three months in every review. Mm-hmm. I mean, jeez.
But I'm very happy about it.
Oh,
so
good.
It's called the Evo Planning System.
Okay.
And what they do, they have planners set up. And by the way, I'm not getting paid for this.
No, I was going to say you should be at this point.
I know, right? Yeah. So it gives you like a month calendar, a weekly calendar, and then a daily one.
Mm-hmm.
But when you buy it, they send you one specifically for your brain type.
Oh, so each one is only for you.
Mm-hmm. And so you take this quiz to learn your brain type, mm-hmm. and then your brain type actually has a play into how you learn, how you organize, how you think and process information. And so they send you that based on your brain type. Mine is the architect, and then we'll get to the descriptions. But Holly, you did it.
Yeah, by the way, a couple things really quick. Mm-hmm. By the way, it pisses me off that we even have freaking planners that are dedicated, planners/journals, that are dedicated to the different ways that your brain works. And we're out here all in society having relationships with people and trying to get along with coworkers and parents and authority figures like we're all the same.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Isn't that insane?
That's stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, like, why are big companies not giving all employees like personality tests or these type of like brain functioning tests so that their employees could perform better? If I was the head of a company, that'd be the first order of business.
You know, surprisingly, our company actually does that.
Not for us.
Well, remember how long our hiring process was.
That's true.
I mean, they don't just hire snap decision.
No, they take a very long time.
And for their managers, I've heard that, because we're not managers, they do a personality quiz and they have to see how your managerial style would be and if it would fit within the culture of our company.
Right.
And even for like salespeople, they make them do that.
Really?
But for on-air people, they're just like,
they're like, well, we know y'all crazy.
They're like, literally, we don't even care what your credit score. We don't care. Like, do you have a negative bank account? Do you have a bank account? They don't care.
No.
They don't give you. Like, they do a drug test.
Can you put on, like, a fun show?
Oh, man. It's like the on-air people, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
So, Holly, so before you get to that, I have my journal that I've been filling out. And so here are the four brain types they have.
Okay.
The alchemist, the explorer, the oracle, and the architect.
Okay.
Which one are you?
I am the explorer.
Oh. Interesting. Okay, what does that say?
It says you need fun and adventure to thrive, which is crazy because my ex-husband notably said how unfun I was.
You're usually the fun ruiner.
I am usually the fun ruiner. So at first when I got this, I thought I took the quiz wrong or I thought there was a mistake.
Mm.
Because usually one doesn't use the words fun or adventure to describe Holly O'Connor. But
this is true.
But I will say this. In the past several, because I've been taking like, you know, personality quizzes and I do the Enneagram we talked about a couple months ago. I took that with a renewed sense of let me answer these questions more honestly about where I am right now.
Mm.
Because in the past, what I would do, and I did this, I think, subconsciously, I would answer all these personality or brain or thinking pattern quizzes the way that I thought I should be. Make sense?
Yes. This is what I think people should be answering in the correct, most, probably in your, what do you call it? The The thing you've been working through with your therapist?
Oh, like codependency. Right.
Yes. Like, what's the best codependent answer that's going to appease whatever it is that I'm trying to appease?
God, I didn't even think about that. But yes, so it's like whatever your, especially for me, it was like, what do I want to be seen as? Mm. Let me try to answer these questions from what I think I should be.
Right.
And that is a terrible way to do things. Yeah. But it made sense in my head. So I after I did that Enneagram test and I came up with a very accurate description, any type of thing like this, I start answering and I'm like, wait a minute. What honestly most describes me? And some of these questions were very hard for me because they're like, it was only two questions, but they seem to be super conflicting. Like, I like super detail-oriented planning things, and I do. But then it's also like, you know, I don't like to be restrained and doing the same exact thing. So finally, I just was like, what do I most like in this moment?
Mm, what do you want?
Mm-hmm. So the reason, this is, I guess, why the Explorer came up. So it says, my core needs, real world evidence of your success, freedom to do what you want, when you want, having immediate and visible positive impact, experiencing excellence in nature, and seeing the relevance of what you're learning. Those are the core needs.
I love that.
And then it goes on more. I don't know if we're going to talk about that, too.
I'm trying to see famous explorers like you, Holly.
Ah, yes.
Beyonce, Sarah Blakely, Marilyn Monroe, mm-hmm. Richard Branson, Walt Disney, and Ernest Hemingway, the author.
Yeah. And so I like that it says, my superpowers, living in the moment, which I have always been really good at living in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing the big picture, creating flexible, engaging experiences, being physically present, and creating, designing, or building beautiful things. I like that. Potential weaknesses, struggling with long-term planning. I would say probably yes.
Mm-hmm.
Getting overwhelmed by lots of details. Absolutely. Yes. Like, at first, like, you would think I'm detail-oriented, and I always thought I was, mm-hmm. but you throw a lot of shit at me without any kind of organization, I will lose my mind.
Well, and that's why whenever, our boss, and I hope you never take offense to this, but whenever, like, it's the afternoon, and I know that you're busy with mm-hmm. Maya, your daughter, and the boss will call me and be like, hey, well, can you call, or do you want me to call Holly, or I'll call her, and I was like, let me tell her tomorrow, because if you or I call her at 3:30 in the afternoon and you try to throw all this stuff at her while Maya's like, mommy, she's going to be like, Holly's going to go, okay. And then your finger's going to start going. You get
I'm
that nervous
doing
tick.
It right now. Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to be like, shit.
Yeah, that's
what was that?
I'll be like, oh my God, what do I need to be doing right now? Oh God, Maya, go mm-hmm. watch TV. I have to start a project. So, yeah, I'm not down with that. And that's mm-hmm. fine. I can handle a lot of stuff in my different modes.
Mm-hmm.
I have different modes in which I'm really good at things. But when they clash, I'm like, that's that's overload for my brain. So I'm the explorer.
Scott, what are you?
I'm the alchemist.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. So what are you?
Yeah. So it says you need variety and to share discoveries to thrive.
Ooh.
This was an interesting test because I kind of did what Holly did. Is like, I'm really trying to focus on who I am right now. And I don't know, because this gave me answers that I don't know if I even see myself as that yet. But I think I'm going to do a little more research into it. But it says like I need... What is it? Novelty, discovering interesting patterns across
context.
It's hard to read on this page. Exploring different possibilities, investing and creating original work.
Inventing.
Oh, is that inventing? Okay. Mm-hmm. Inventing and competence across many areas.
So basically what this is saying is this is who you're going to grow into. That I don't think that this is you right now, but I do think over time... Because what's so great about this journal that I have, it has it all here in, like, different colors.
Yeah, I know.
And so you can see mine. It says red. And then you see right here, it says, this is you.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, and you have pages for all of us.
Mm-hmm, for all of you. Yeah. So that's how I'm reading along with what you're saying.
I really love that we're all different.
It's beautiful because that just goes to show you that's the filter that we look at the world through. But that's our worldview. And it says, your superpower, Scott, creative problem solving and out of the box ideas.
Yeah.
Inspiring people to help with your ideas.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Thinking across context. I'm trying to wrap my brain around what exactly that
what
means.
What is it? Say it again.
Thinking across contexts.
Contexts?
Yes, yeah. Contexts. Thinking across contexts.
I don't know. That seems very
I gotta marinate on that
pithy.
One for a bit.
I don't know.
Your superpower handling abstract concepts and playing multiple roles at once. I think that you're still learning these.
Yeah, because
and
like,
I can
even,
see it.
Like looking at like the one, I think it's because I'm so new like to this career. Like the one that sticks out to me is like problem solving and out of the box ideas. Like that is the one probably I struggle with the most in this job because I feel like if we get in a room with people. Everyone has experience and they're throwing out ideas and I'm like, whoa, I would have never thought about that. And so it makes me, I think it's having an effect where I think I don't have good ideas because everyone, I don't know.
That's so crazy because like you're the idea person as far as I'm concerned. Like you came up with an entire song about coronavirus and washing your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Like you were known for like the Scotty sings his sales things. Like you're so creative and coming up with stuff. I like all the TikTok Tuesdays that you come up with for us to do. I know that in your head, you're like, I just pick them. But you pick good ones. Like, mm-hmm. you're good at that.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. Like, that's one, like, I see it, but I guess I got to start getting used to. I think I need to start getting more comfortable just throwing out my ideas in the bigger setting. Like, one, obviously, not only just for the show, but, like, when we go into a meeting with other people.
Mm.
And it's, like, it's just a weird place for me right now because I feel just so young and inexperienced and that.
Well, you're still new to full-time.
That's
well,
what's
not
like,
even full-time. You know, but, like, being in a workplace. I mean, Miguel, do you remember what it was
absolutely.
Like the first couple of years in the workplace after college?
Oh, yeah.
You feel like a fish out of water.
You
like,
do.
I'm like going into business meetings and I'm like, should I have worn this? Is mm-hmm. that what, is this what people talk about in business meetings? You're like discovering a whole new life.
But
so.
I think for you, Scott, when it comes to your role in growing your personal career is you admit when you don't know how to do something or you don't know something and you preface it with, you know, I don't know if this is the right idea. I don't know, but here's my idea.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid because here's the thing. We all just trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. And that's one thing. Like I've really put like a harder presence on myself of like, just bring it up, throw it, stick it against the wall. Like mm-hmm. just see if it sticks. If not, whatever. And I've done that. And I did that a lot in the beginning. I think when I got like, I just remember sitting in the office with y'all and being like, I want to do this. And that was like a big leap for me because like, hopefully this works, but all I could do is just throw out ideas and hopefully one of them sticks. And luckily it did. And here I am. But I think I need to start even working on that further, going in with different people in the company and just in life in general.
Do you like coming up with ideas?
I do.
Or does it come easy to you?
It just depends. I think it's because I've been, at first I was like, yeah. Like I remember my journal was filled with ideas like strictly for the show. And I was like, all right, sweet. And I think just with over time, like I just started like slowly doubting my ideas or like even with the bigger picture with like promotional things that we do with the company, I probably just started to doubt them. And so now I don't throw as many out there because I don't know. Like I just don't think they're going to work or I've seen me throw out a lot of ideas and they don't stick. So I want to change that back around. I want to become back to that younger mind and just throw stuff against the wall again because that's kind of how I got started.
I mean, you have to look at it like this. And what we do in this creative format, I have a well, first off, I never thought I was an idea person. I always used to be like, I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
But I've learned that the way that I idea, quote unquote, is a little bit different from what we would think of someone who's just like, ooh, let's do this. And it just comes out of thin air. I now know that I've got to read a bunch of stuff. I've got to look at a bunch of stuff. And then it sort of all is like one big gargle and then boop. And then it just starts spitting out stuff. Mm. And then usually I can take what someone's done and I'm like, okay, we can rework it here. We can do this. And that's why I always tell both of you that like, you know, because what we do is behind the scenes. We email each other what we do every day. And then that's how, you know, all of a sudden Holly has a story about something with her and her mom or Maya or you and your girlfriend. And so you just basically tell me what you've done, what was the conflict in your life. And then I literally sit down and I read it. Usually whenever you send it to me, I let it digest. I walk around, I go do something. And then I'm like, here's the angle we're going to take on it. Or here's how we can have a social media element with it.
Yeah.
So you just got to find your workflow
mm-hmm. yeah.
and how that happens and not be afraid to throw that out there because at some point, we've got to get you from thinking that, like, you're less than. Because you are the producer of our show. And so you have that that role. You're supposed to grow into this role where people come to you first before they come to us because you're the gatekeeper for the show.
Yeah.
And so it just takes time for you to sort of get that confidence. And you will, but you got to keep working at it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I agree with all that. I think it's just I like being empowered. I like being people trusting. And then I'll flourish. It's like as long as I see that you trust my work, then I'll go ahead and take off with it. I think that's the biggest thing that just kind of helps me push. But I also like what it said about this test of, like, you're good at, like, working with other people, like, pretty much having a brainstorm session with people. Because that's when I'm like, hell yeah. Because then, obviously, I hear, like, you have an idea. Then I'm like, oh, that's kind of similar to mine. Bam! Grand idea comes. So it's just interesting.
Alchemist. That is who you are. Let's see. The famous alchemist like you, Scott.
Yeah, say it.
Donald Glover. Well, say it.
There's one I really like.
Say it. Say those names. You just got so excited.
I know. Just wait. Wait till you hear the one. Here we go. Come on. Bring it.
Okay.
I have Marilyn Monroe, so I don't really know how.
Oh, you just wait.
Combat it.
Say it. Donald Glover.
Boom.
Albert Einstein.
Uh-huh.
Whoa.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Yes.
Oh.
Ellen DeGeneres.
My favorite. There it
geez.
Is.
Jane Goodell.
You can work with apes.
Marie Curie.
You know what I'm really excited
she
about?
Was the one with the Marie Curie with the
the tidying up.
No, that's Marie Kondo.
Oh my God. Screw you guys. With the radiation, like she died of radiation exposure, but she was a scientist in like the 1800s and came up with and I want to say like radiation, but like what just
I don't know.
Fuck you guys.
Yeah. Oh God, I don't know, girl. I don't know. When you
I'm pumped that it says Ellen.
God,
I love Ellen.
Not Albert Einstein or Donald Glover, but Ellen.
Oh yeah,
Leonardo da Vinci.
Well, yeah. Ellen does something that I kind of want to do. Like she's dope.
She's dope.
Okay,
yeah, she has her own show.
Marie Curie, that's who it was, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A Polish and naturalized French physicist and chemist
Polish.
Who conducted pioneering research on radioactivity. She was the first woman to win a Nobel Prize, the first person and the only woman to win a Nobel Prize twice, and the only person to win the Nobel Prize in two different scientific fields. It was huge. And then she ended up dying because she worked with radiation. But it was like fantastic knowledge that nobody had ever come to before. And it was like back in the 1800s.
And that was your prior body.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's now he's Scotty. She's Scotty the body.
Oh, God. Where have we gone off
We've
the rails?
Lost it.
Say it!
Okay.
That's a great list.
All right. Real quick. Let me do mine.
Please.
Arctic architect. You need order and balance to thrive. My core needs high standards for your work, stability and security, impact and tangible results, loyalty and trust, understanding details in a clear, organized way.
That is you to a T.
Jesus, that's accurate.
I mean, like, I was reading this and I was like, well, damn.
Yeah.
Like, that is right on it. My superpowers, your word carries weight, sticking things out, seeing and meeting practical needs, seeing and understanding structures naturally, master of detailed information, and creating powerful experiences.
Oh.
Those are my superpowers. Mm. Famous architects like me, Michelle Obama.
Oh, damn. That's a good one.
How you doing?
Say it!
Oh, there's a funny meme that's making me laugh about that. I've got it. I'm not even going to try to describe it because it'll just not be funny, but I got to find it and send it to y'all.
Okay.
Ariana Huffington. Rosa Parks.
Oh
shit. Everybody moved to the back of the bus. She
Girl.
Said no.
She said, hell no.
Tony Robbins.
Oh,
damn.
Wow.
Holy.
George Washington.
Oh, not serious? JoJo Dubs. No. I don't know.
It's
Friday and I'm a little loopy.
And Henry Ford.
Oh, that Model T.
Girl, you can ride me all night, honey.
See, that's See, Henry Ford never said that. No, nor did he want to.
Say yes! All right, let me do the last thing, then we're done for the day. All right, so this is how we all relate to each other.
By the way, in mine, can I make a quick tidbit?
Yeah.
It says that you're one of the people that helped me evolve.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it says architects can provide structure for you to work in and help with details. So thanks for providing my structure.
Is that not how we work?
Yes.
Is that literally not how we work?
Here, I've been feeling bad because I wasn't putting together my own structure, but bitch, I can't. I'm an explorer.
I gotta explore new things.
I gotta explore. I need some architectural bounds.
Well, this is how we relate to each other, based on what you just said from my journal. Architects need explorers to help them live in the moment more and to help them integrate fun and beauty into their lives in a spontaneous way.
All my hippie shit that I keep trying to get you to do.
I got my moon rocks on, Holly, because of you.
Proud of you.
And then me with you, Scott. Architects need alchemists to help them expand their brainstorming and idea generating powers on their ideas.
That's awesome.
Is that not how we work together?
Absolutely.
At home at Chateau Oprah, I'll be like, Scott, I got some ideas. Come on, let's talk about it.
Oh, wow.
It's true.
And then, let's see, Holly, explorer. They need architects to help them create a structure to achieve their ideas and automate the finer details of a project.
Mm. So that's what you helped me with?
Yeah, basically what you just said.
It's just put
in different words.
Got it.
But explorer, Holly, with you and Scott, alchemists, they need alchemists to help them see alternate possibilities, play with their ideas, and explore the limits of their imagination.
Ooh, okay.
All right, let's see here. And alchemist, you need explorers to help you get out of your comfort zone, Scott.
Oh, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm dragging you right out of that comfort zone.
Have fun, see the beauty around them, and form a new perspective.
Okay.
And then finally, alchemists need architects, me, to help them plan out and implement their ideas to build systems to automate the repetitive tasks alchemists can get bogged down in.
Wow.
Isn't this great?
That's fascinating. I'm probably going to buy one like now.
Yeah.
No,
absolutely.
Shit.
Hey, you know what? I will buy both of yours as like early birthday presents.
Oh my God. What?
My birthday was only 5 months ago.
I know. Well, girl, this is for 2021, January 1. But I believe in this so much. I love this system. Like I said, I'm not getting paid for it, but think about it.
Yeah.
If you want it, I'll buy it for you. It'll be your early birthday gift.
Oh, thanks.
I love this so much.
Wow.
All right. That's it. I can't talk anymore. I just need to say it!
That's pump, man. Ellen. Sweet.
Hello, Marilyn Monroe. I was in the Monroe family in my sorority in college. I think that it all lines up.
It definitely does. That's the Lord.
Yes.
I'm going to just need you to refer to me as Miss Obama. Thank you very much.
All right.
All right, Holly, what's your social media?
I deleted Snapchat, y'all. Bye.
Bye.
You can find me on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter at Radio Holly, and on Facebook at Holly on Hot 101.5.
Scott?
At Scott Tavlin, ScottTavlin on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
You can find me, Miguel Fuller, MiguelFuller on Instagram, TikTok. I'm still on Snapchat.
Boo.
On Twitter and Facebook. You can listen to Miguel and Holly Uncensored on Spotify now. You can also listen on Apple Podcasts. Just make sure to rate, subscribe, please leave a review. We've been sort of lacking on those since March.
Oh dear.
We don't have any, and that really helps the podcast. Okay. So please leave a review on Apple Podcasts and also obviously on the Hot 101.5 app. Thanks again to Tim Clark from Corporate for coming on, and you can follow him and see what it's like to be part of corporate and rich and jet setting all around. Tim Clark on his Instagram. And we will see you next week. Wait. If you listen to this on Friday, join us for our happy hour.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight, 6:30.
It's halfway to Halloween theme party.
Absolutely. So if you're listening to this before 6:30 on May 1st, you'll find us on Miguel and Holly Facebook page. And if it's after May 1st, then you can go back and see how ridiculous we looked on the live on Miguel and Holly Facebook.
Yes.
Bye.
Catch up on previous episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored now on the Hot 101.5 app or on iTunes on your smartphone.
It's Miguel and Holly Uncensored. Quarantine edition from Hot 101.5. Made hot by Corona Beer.